Welcome. Good day and welcome to Phoenix and Resna 2007. Thank you for taking some time to stop by our poster. The title of our printed poster is Making Printed Posters More Accessible, Considerations and Solutions. If you would like to learn more, you may read along or just listen. Our problem statement is as follows. You may have noticed when attending conferences, even those with a disability theme, that many offer printed poster sessions as one method for authors to present information. Printed posters, however, can be difficult for many to read or understand, especially for individuals with low vision or blindness. The most common solution is to have the poster author available during predefined hours to assist anyone who has difficulty reading or understanding the printed poster. Therefore, accessibility of printed poster sessions currently equates to the physical presence of the author or authors during the display of the printed poster. This paper poster presents some simple solutions to hopefully make printed posters more accessible in general. For a printed poster presented at a professional conference with a total exhibit time consisting of a few hours or a day, it certainly makes sense to use an inexpensive or low-tech solution. If, however, the printed poster is exhibited for a much longer period of time, a more complex or high-tech solution or higher costing solution might be economically justified. In either situation, applicable off-the-shelf technology or consumer-friendly technology can be used to make printed poster sessions much more accessible. Some of our considerations and solutions are as follows. A common solution to making visual information more accessible is to create either haptic, in other words, a touch or tactile sensation, or audio representation of the text in the graphics. This paper poster focuses on the audio solutions. For audio solutions, making a text file may be your first step. The text file would then be converted into an audio file. When creating the audio file, an author should consider adding stereo or other sounds that enhance the understanding and the learning presented in the printed poster, along with any descriptions of any graphics presented. There are several audio file formats, but a simple WAV or MP3 file will probably be sufficient and help to keep your costs low. The audio file should be created with a natural human voice at a speed understandable by the general population. Many of the following ideas are possible ways of delivering that audio file then to your attendees. You could play an endless loop for the audio file, and all that would require is a simple headset at the poster session for someone to listen. You can create an audio file with internal pauses and use a handset which has two or three buttons to allow the individual to skip, to navigate, to jump, and to move about within your digital file. You could create a coded audio file using something like DAISY Digital Talking Book or other accepted markup for a particular player. You could offer your audio file as a podcast, and individuals can download from, say, for example, the conference website and have that available prior to getting to your poster session. You could provide audio file on a CD or inexpensive flash disk. You could publish a phone number that attendees could simply call via some simple navigation scheme, say hit number 2 on your telephone, and you could then listen to the audio file being broadcast via an FM power source. Or you could have a low FM power source right at your exhibit, because many of your common MP3 players and some of your cell phones contain an FM receiver, which will allow the attendee to listen to the file on something they're currently used to using. Another method might be to use something like Bluetooth or other similar technology to allow the attendees to tune in and listen to particular audio files based on whatever their smartphone or Bluetooth-equipped device is capable of doing. Finally, some other options might include using an interactive whiteboard or tactile graphics tablet as the backdrop for the poster session. This would make your poster fully touch sensitive. In other words, an individual could touch areas of the poster and a particular audio file might play based on which area they touched. Interactive whiteboard or interactive overlay for whiteboards or even a tactile graphics tablet could be used as the poster board, and then your printed poster could be placed over the top of it. Each of these technologies offer a full touch sensitive capability, allowing attendees to play and listen to the audio file associated with the text from different areas of the poster. As well as there are some commercial systems which are much more developed and are more on the high tech or high cost solutions, such as talking signs, touch graphics ping, and other solutions that you might find offered in some of the museums across the country. However, for a simple poster session at a conference, the authors feel that these might be beyond the scope and or economics of a short-term conference printed poster session. In conclusion, one way to avoid accessibility concerns with printed posters is to eliminate the printed poster session as a conference format option. However, the authors do not feel this is a viable solution. Posters are invaluable for interactivity, networking, and in general moving professions forward. However, making printed posters more accessible benefits all conference attendees with accessibility needs, poster designers, and expanding their accessibility skills while learning to create professional products and to help people with disabilities, and in fact can even help in learning to use distance education. So for that, thank you for your time and thank you for visiting our poster.